boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Can I just tell you, I am having a fashion emergency.
Oh, no.
I know. I am really excited about tomorrow because I'm going to be at Linmar High School for their dance competition.
Cool.
I'm going to MC it, which I feel like I've been waiting my whole life to do this. I'm serious. I've done so many dance competitions, but I've never been able to say, please welcome to the floor.
Number 345.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. However, my first thought today was I have nothing to wear, which is not true. Absolutely not true. I have a closet full of crap. And I was driving to work today like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. And then the wheels start turning as they do for us girls, which is, what's everybody else going to be wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Are the judges going to be dressing up? Are they going to wear dress pants? Are they going to wear a dress? Or are they going to keep it cash? Are they going to wear jeans? Are they going to wear heels with their jeans? Are they going to do tennis shoes? What's everybody else wearing?
What's the vibe like?
What's the vibe like? I don't really know. And I don't really think it matters because guess what? It's not even about me. Okay.
No, it's about the dancers.
This is not about me. But that's where
I'm... But you don't want to overdress and everyone just came in t-shirts and
I'm saying
jeans and shoes, you know.
Or vice versa. They're all really dressed up and I show up super casual.
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody care? Just me, probably. But then I'm also like, okay, am I going to be sitting at a table emceeing? I don't know. Or am I going to be standing up?
I know, because I told you, I was like, well, you kind of need to figure that out. Because if you are sitting, then you really only need to worry about your bottom half. Or you don't need to worry about your bottom half. You only need to worry about your top half.
Exactly.
But I want you to think about this, because at the end of the day, I really think you need to worry about all halves. Because there are going to be...
Okay.
But go with me on this one. Because there's going to be a malfunction of some sort, right? The music's not going to work out.
Oh.
Somebody's going to be, there's going to be a dancer that's going to get sick backstage, right? And you're, as the MC, going to need to stall. And they're going to tell you that.
Oh.
Taylor, I'm going to need you to stall. Come up with a joke. And
oh,
I hope you're ready with cat jokes or something. So better come prepared with that. So you're going to have to, even if you are sitting, they're probably going to tell you to go up on stage to distract the audience from a dancer being sick backstage or the music's not prepared or something. So that's what I'm telling you, that you need to just be fully dressed, ready to go. You got to think about these things. Worst case, I'm always a worst case scenario person.
Clearly.
Or, you know, zombies are taking over. I'm always thinking those kinds of things.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying you need to be decked out head to toe.
Think of the whole fit.
Mm-hmm. And come with cat jokes. So,
now you're just adding to my list of...
Well, why aren't you always prepared with cat jokes?
I don't have a cat joke. I have a DJ joke.
Do you really?
Yeah, can I tell it? I'll practice it on you.
First off, why do you have a DJ joke?
Because we're DJs.
Okay, go on.
You should always have a DJ joke.
I didn't know that, but okay.
What's a DJ's favorite sauce?
I don't know.
Marinara.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I will be resigning. That is the end of my career right there.
Somebody needs to fire her.
It's not too late. It was good, right?
That was the worst joke I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'll work on it, but also I'm probably going to use that.
You got that from a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. You're all I need,
all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, a big part of getting married is taking the last name.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like nowadays, there's a lot of different things that people do. Some people keep their own last name. Some people hyphenate. And then some people do take their partner's last name.
I've got a family member where she kept her own last name.
It's pretty normal nowadays. Now, I saw this couple going viral because the woman was like, I just am not really sure what I want to do in this situation. I can see the pros and cons to everything. So I wanted to explain it to you. Now, their names are nuts. They're so cool. Her name is Danielle Bonadonna.
Cool.
And his name is Jacob Bartlebaugh. So she kind of said, like, getting rid of my last name completely is off the table. People call me by my last name. Mm-hmm. Instead of calling her Danielle, they call her Bonadonna or Bonna. It's been that way since she was a kid. So she's like, I want to keep that some way or another But I'd be down to hyphenate it because how fun would it be for our last name to be Bonadonna Bartlebaugh?
I love that. Honestly, that should just be your whole name.
She's like, I don't know if people know how to say it. Can you imagine typing that all out? But it's also kind of funny. I don't really know what to do. So what they've decided is they're going to have the people at their wedding vote.
Love that.
On what they should do with their last name. Should they hyphenate it or should she just keep her own? And they're leaving it up
to the people
at the wedding.
Wait, I love this idea.
I think it's kind of cool because if you really are like at a standstill, like I just can't decide because I like both options, why not let the people closest to you help you with it?
I'm down to do this exact same thing, except for it would just be, do I keep my own last name or do I take his? Because the only reason I have considered keeping my own last name, I mean, I don't think we want kids. I'm pretty positive we're not going to have any. But the only reason I would keep my own is because my last name is not going to be passed on. There are no males, so our last name is done for.
You're the end of the bloodline.
There will be no more. So that's the only reason I would want to keep mine is if we wanted to have kids, then we could pass it on. That's the only reason. And that's the same reason somebody in my family has kept their last name was because the hopes of hopefully being able to pass it on.
Mm-hmm. But you'd be down to let everybody vote on it?
Yeah. Letting them know letting them tell the story, hey, the only reason I would keep my last name is because there is no opportunity for our last names to carry on. Mm-hmm. Or do I just keep it because that's the tradition?
Right. I don't know.
I'm down for that. Why not? It's a fun activity.
Yeah, wedding day activities.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
If you ever see me at the gym and you happen to know who I am, do not judge me if I just am staring at the wall sometimes or if I'm wandering around.
Okay. Why? I mean, I don't know. It's awkward, I guess, sometimes.
It's, you know what? I've been going to the gym for, I would say, I can't remember if I started going to the gym at the beginning of November or if it was like the end of November. So it's been a year now that I've been going to the gym consistently. And I'm not going to lie. I still get insecure every single time.
Oh, same. I don't know if that will ever go away for me.
I bet you I could be going to the gym 20 years from now and I will still be very, very insecure.
Very much, yes.
And I was at the gym today and I was doing leg day. And you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm on the machines. It doesn't matter if I'm doing just anything that's off the machine. I'm going to be insecure. And there was a guy at my gym and all he was doing, he wasn't even working out. I think he just works for the company and happened to be just measuring things. I don't know if they're trying to hang things up on the wall or what. But he was where I was, and he's like, got the measuring tape out. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't work out in front of him. I can't. So I was like, oh, I'll just pretend I'm drinking water. I'm like, oh, I'm just, like, so hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, overwhelmed. So I just pretended to drink water while he was measuring things on the wall. Because here's the reason why. I get so insecure in the gym is because I don't want anyone to judge me for my form. I know sometimes it could be wrong, or maybe it's not. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not going to lie. And I just don't ever want anyone to be judging me or to look at me and be like, wow, her form sucks. And that's why that's where I get insecure is I'm the most insecure because I just think people are always looking at me and judging me for my form.
I totally get that because I have a fear that I'm like doing something.
Yes.
And I'm actually doing it completely wrong.
Right.
And in the most embarrassing way.
Yeah. And I would absolutely love to post TikTok videos of like, oh, come do leg day with me or come do arms day or come do core with me. But one, because it'd be fun. Two, it'd be cool to see my progress over like, you know, the next year or whatever. And for accountability as well.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I just know that people are going to judge me for my form or they're going to say something about it, whether it's right or wrong. And I just can't do it.
Dude, I love videos like that because honestly, that's where I get a lot of my ideas from.
Same.
I don't know what I'm doing. But then you go to the comments and I'm like, man, you are brave because everybody's got something to say.
Exactly. And that is why if you see me at the gym and if I'm just looking at the wall and I'm like, wow, that's a nice wall, it's because I'm insecure about someone might be judging my form of some sort.
Idea.
What?
Maybe you should make a fake burner TikTok account under like, I don't know, Dr. Ding Dong. And I want to see two types of videos. Okay? I think you should do the videos that you want to because why not? You only live once.
I got to wear a mask too.
But then I also would really like to see some compilation videos of you staring at walls at the gym.
Deal.
Do it. Just know 9 out of 10 times if I'm at the gym or doing any sort of physical activity with people around, I feel like a dweeb.
Mm, same.
Okay. It's so easy to get in your head and be like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me. Yep. Everybody thinks I'm so weird and I'm doing this wrong.
But I have a feeling they probably
don't. They probably don't. Honestly, nobody cares because they're probably thinking about what they're doing more than what I'm doing. But, sometimes we get a little insecure. Okay. So you were saying that you feel like everybody's judging your form.
100%.
You're doing things wrong. I more recently, not so much at the gym. I feel pretty good at the gym because everybody's got their headphones in and normally you're facing different ways. And
yeah,
there's a lot of space at the gym. But I've been doing dance classes for the last 2 months, I would say. And they're really, really fun. But I've noticed my age is starting to show. Okay. I grunt when I sit on the toilet, okay? Because my body hurts.
Oh my God, Taylor.
So, as I've been doing these dance classes and they've gotten progressively harder, which is great. It's good. I love a challenge. But I'm rolling on the floor and stuff and I'm letting noises out you know what I mean? You can't help it. If I'm bending over backwards, I gotta exhale, okay? And then it turns into a noise that nobody needs to hear. Last night specifically, I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I'm throwing my body everywhere. I don't know if it looks good. It doesn't feel good. And I'm making audible noises. So I finally turned to the girl next to me, who luckily I've been in classes with for a while. So I kind of know her. And I was like, please do not judge me for my grunting and groaning over here. And she was like, girl, same. So I'm like, I'm glad we're on the same plane because otherwise I would be really, really embarrassed if anybody heard the noises coming out of my body right now.
I have made a couple of noises at the gym as well, a couple grunts.
Uh-huh.
I try to keep them quiet. It's just when you get to the last, set or whatever that it ends up, you don't mean to, it comes out.
Right.
But I never, there's one person at my gym that really lets it out. They're like, ah! And I don't have my AirPods in. I'm like, somebody died?
See, I don't like that. Are you okay?
Are you okay? If I can hear it through my AirPods, are you good, homie? I don't want to be that person.
I know, but sometimes you can't help it.
You can't help it. Sometimes you just do one set. It comes out. You can't help it.
I just hope that nobody's recording in that moment.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
Please, God.
I just I wonder if your gym, your dance gym, or even the regular gyms, do the owners ever go back and watch the security cameras and make fun of us? That's what I always think about.
No fear unlocked.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just got really excited.
What?
Because I thought a bird was going in the birdhouse.
And?
It's not.
Oh.
He's pretty close, though. I just was, taking a look outside. Not much going on, to be honest. But then a little bird came flying by. He's on the same bush as the birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll just wait and see if he decides to move in.
Is he still on the same bush?
Yeah.
But where?
You can't see him.
Well, I can't ever see anything out there. That's why you do the Taylor window up.
He's one branch over, just sitting. Maybe.
Oh, I saw the bush move.
Yeah.
Oh, he left. He's gone.
Did he?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Think he's going to Florida.
Dang it. Well, honestly, as he should. Fly away, little
there.
Bird.
Much warmer.
It's about that time. I know it's 60 degrees right now. But
I don't know why you'd stay in that house. It's going to be too cold here.
Well, and the roof is missing.
Yeah, the roof is missing.
As we previously have mentioned.
I don't know why you'd want to stay there.
Well, yeah, he's got to get going. I don't know if we can catch up to him, but.
Hey, Bernie, we'll give you this house for free. You don't even got to pay rent or nothing.
It is. It's up for grabs for literally anyone.
Actually, you can pay us to take it off our hands.
I think we're at that point, yes.
We finally did it. You and I just came up with a card for somebody we know who just got married. It took us probably longer than we'd like to admit.
Way too long.
Because we're not really good at cards and coming up with what to say inside them.
Well, especially if it's a blank card. Uh-huh. I like at least a little bit of a vibe to the card that I can play off of,
Exactly. And when it comes to cards, my favorite to gift are the funny ones.
Same.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I rarely will get a card that is not funny.
Mm-hmm. Even if it was for a wedding, I would love to be one that's absolutely hilarious.
Same. Why not?
Hope this one lasts.
Oh, God. Well,
We didn't do that. Just no, want to make that very clear. Want to make that very clear. That's not what we did. But we like funny cards. But that is not how Neighbor Man is at all.
You've mentioned this to me before.
He is the complete opposite. He likes very serious, boring cards.
Mm-hmm. For everybody?
Oh my God, Taylor, yes. Every single person needs a very serious and very boring card, because I guess what he is more looking for is like a card that describes the person. Boring.
What?
So like for you, you'd probably go for something, I don't know, sentimental.
Okay, then he doesn't know me. Respectfully.
It may be something that's like very dark, you know?
Okay, that would be a little better, I
right,
guess.
Right, right. Here's how I knew that he likes very boring and sad, depressing cards, is because we had to get a card for his grandpa a couple months ago, and I kept pulling all these funny ones, and he was like, no, no. And then I picked what I thought was the boringest card in the aisle, and he was like, that's great, that's perfect.
What?
I know. Well, we have his stepmom's birthday this weekend, and we're going to go celebrate her, and we at least have to get her a card, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't know at what point we're going to be able to go together to the store, so I'm thinking maybe I'll just get it tonight when I get groceries. But I just know I'm going to mess it up because I want to get the funny ones. I think that would be perfect, but that's not what he's going to like. So when I go to the store, I'm going to have to think boring and depressing. I don't
bland.
Know.
Bland.
Bland.
How sad.
I know.
Maybe you need to get to the point, and I don't know if this is like the time to do it, but you might have to start giving separate cards.
You know what? That is genius.
I don't want to be tied.
That is so genius.
To this bland, boring card. I'm going to get my own.
You know what? That's coming out. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. I will get him a boring, bland, depressing card that will be on his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give a fun card.
I think you should.
And then I'm going to be like, which one did you like better?
I mean, if you really want to start a fight, do that.
And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
End zone.
On Z102.9.
What is this madness? We're doing a football game tonight. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
It's life in the Big Ten. It really is. There's no secret to it.
Oh, my God.
Got to play games on whatever day you can.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa's got tonight all to themselves, so that could either be a really good thing or a really good, really bad thing.
We'll see.
Heading west to UCLA this week, out to Cali. When was the last time Iowa played UCLA in football? 1985, 1995, 2005, or 2015?
Did you say 95?
I said 95.
I'm going to pick that because it's my birth year.
85.
85 is right.
Yeah!
I was just thinking of the song.
That long.
What's the song?
1985.
It was the Rose Bowl that year.
Oh.
So it's been a really, really long time.
Wow.
UCLA plays their home games in which historic football stadium? Is it the Los Angeles Coliseum, the Rose Bowl, Lambeau Field, or Jack Trice Stadium?
First one.
It's the Rose Bowl.
It is the Rose Bowl.
I hate you so much.
Only because I've been there.
The Los Angeles Coliseum is in L.A., but that's where USC plays. Their rivals. So the Rose Bowl not only does it host the bowl game, it also hosts UCLA home games.
How
so they
neat.
Got it. When was the last time Iowa went west to play a regular season game? 2000, 2005, 2010, or 2020?
2020.
2020. No.
What?
No. 2020, they didn't travel. Really? Well, they did.
Oh, duh, I was
oh my God, that was my freaking
2010 is the right answer. They had not played a game west of like Nebraska, basically.
What?
Since 2010, it's crazy. Oh, Kirk Ferentz hates like going west because they never do well when they go west.
Well,
in
this
fact,
will be good.
We're
last
doomed.
Time they played.
We are doomed.
They lost to Arizona 34-27. So
okay, great.
Hopefully, a different result. A little bit more happy news. How many touchdowns has Caleb Johnson scored for the Hawkeyes this year? 10, 15, 20, or 30?
Is that what you do in your free time? You just keep track?
Yep. I have a counter at home.
I knew it. You dork. Yeah, did you say 13? You probably didn't.
No.
I knew
said
it.
15.
Oh, I'll pick that one.
Okay.
Look at his counter that he has at home.
20.
20's right.
Yeah!
Actually.
Did you get them all right?
I don't know. I missed one.
She was 3 out of 4. 20 actually ties the single season record for the Hawkeyes.
Well, good for him.
He's doing good.
Well, we discovered I'm a disgrace and you are not.
Well, that's debatable.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've seen some stories on TikTok of people finding weird things in their homes. Like there was the rug lady who thought that there was a body out in her backyard.
Mm-hmm. The skeleton in the wall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I got another one for you.
Cool.
Of something that people found. So it's this couple named Connor and Brianne, and they actually live up in Canada. And they were taking down some drywall in their home, which I don't think anybody expects to find anything except insulation and normal stuff. But as they were like doing their demolition and pulling out insulation, there was only a small layer of insulation until they pulled out a stuffed animal.
Okay, cute.
And then they keep pulling out stuffed animals from inside the wall to a total of 110 plush stuffed animals being stored in their wall. And they were like, okay, weird. Is this like a hiding spot? Or the people that built this were using animals, stuffed animals as insulation?
Save on insulation, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But they're posting this like, what a weird thing to find inside of our wall. And then comments started coming in of people wanting the stuffed animals. Like one girl specifically was saying that there was a duck, a stuffed animal duck, that looked really similar to one that she had when she was a kid and has not been able to find it. So she's like, oh my God, I want that duck. So Connor and Brianne sent her the duck that was living in their wall.
Well, did they happen to look to see if these things are worth anything?
I don't think so, because then other people started commenting the stuffed animals they wanted. So they shipped them all across the world because they were in good condition. They said most of them were. So they sent them.
Oh my God, you guys could have made money.
Other places in Canada, the UK, Vegas, Indiana, South Carolina. They're just shipping out these wall stuffed animals. And that's it.
I would have first looked to see if they're worth anything on eBay. That's what I would.
Of course they're not.
They could have been. If there's people who are like, oh my God, I've been looking for this. I think there's some value there. Oh, they could have retired early.
You're always looking for the money scheme.
I am always looking for money.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Something happened last night that I was like, oh, neighbor man, you must have been single for a while.
That is brutal.
Wow. Here, let me explain, because we were eating dinner last night and he got fussy with me because I wanted to start eating off his plate.
Okay.
Like, that's part of dating, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain. He brought us home Thai food and I had stir fry. He had drunken noodles. I had asked him to bring me home stir fry, but when he had the drunken noodles in front of me, that instantly looked way better.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted the drunken noodles, mm-hmm. but I didn't order the drunken noodles. So I started picking off of his plate because it looked better than what I had originally asked for. And he got kind of a little fussy with me.
Did you ask first or you just started picking?
I just started picking, I think. I don't think I asked, to be honest with you. I can't remember, but I'm pretty positive I didn't ask.
Yeah, yeah.
I just started picking at it. And he's like, oh, excuse me, you ordered the stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
Not the drunken noodles. I go, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50-50 in this relationship. I just want a couple of bites. I'm not going to eat the whole thing, but that's called love, baby.
Mm.
You can have some of my stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I didn't order stir fry,
though. Yeah, I don't want it.
So we got kind of fussy. I wouldn't say angry, but a little fussy with me.
Mm.
I'm like, that's part of being in a relationship. You know I'm going to order one thing, but you should expect the other thing.
Did you expect him to be like, oh, let's switch then?
No, because I didn't really want the entire drunken noodles. Okay. I just want a couple nibbles.
Okay.
I feel like that's part of dating.
I mean, yeah, kind of. Unless it's like, you got to be like, I've been looking forward to this all day. I have to have all of it to myself. But otherwise, yeah, you kind of need to be able to share.
He said the only way he was like, Oh, unless it's French fries, you can eat off my plate because he knows how much I love French fries.
Well, yeah, French fries are, there's no bars.
That's a different thing. I said, if it's French fries, I get it, but it should also be everything else. I should be able to nibble. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's rude. But I should be able to eat everything.
Well, you definitely can't take like the last bite either.
No, and I didn't.
Mm.
But come on, it's part of being in a relationship. Can't I just nibble on some of the things?
Well, yeah. What'd you do when he told you to stop it? Did you stop or no, you just kept going?
When he wasn't looking, I kept nibbling.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Why it might be a little bit bad.
Why are you looking at me like that, like it was bad?
Because your relationship is being built on lies. Sometimes dinner time can be a little bit tense with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really should share as a couple. You were saying that last night you decided neighbor man's plate looked a little better than yours.
It did.
And he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Pause off, woman. But I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, being together is picking off each other's plate.
Yeah.
But there's something else that I feel like has been a bit of a learning curve for my boyfriend. And that is when we're sharing an item, can I please eat more than one of them? For example, this is always an issue when we get a crab rangoon, okay? They only come in like a set of four. They only ever come with like four or so. Mm-hmm. Or if we get like the frozen kind from the grocery store, it comes with like eight small ones. He just starts going to town, one, two, three, four. And I look over and I'm like, can I have one? Like, can I have more than one? Hello?
Oh,
like,
he doesn't take count of the number.
He's not keeping track to make sure it's even
in his mind.
Mm. And I do because I'm like, I know I'm going to at least want two, but he's already put six down. What am I supposed to do? So eventually I got to the point where I was like, hey, I haven't had one yet. And he would be like, oh, sorry. Just tell me when you're done with them. But now I feel rushed because we'll be sharing the rangoons. And then he'll be like, how many have you had? And I'm like, one. And I know I want one more. Can you just wait? He's like
a
vacuum.
Second. Oh, my God.
So I feel that you should like at least leave half. And then I'll let you know when I'm done.
You know what's the most frustrating thing ever? Is that like if there's breadsticks at a restaurant.
Oh my God.
They always give you three if there's two people. What are we supposed to do about that? You want a world war? Because there's about to be one.
Share it like Lady and the Tramp style.
We can't.
You
would. It's not going to happen. Oh, I won't.
Oh, you won't?
Can't be nice.
Not about a breadstick.
Not over a breadstick. I can't be nice.
I'm getting scared of you right now.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
You know, we were talking about the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over, and I always cry when I get pulled over, and it's because, well, one of two things. One, because I'm trying to get myself out of a ticket, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But two, that's because I am absolutely embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? After today, I have learned that people have embarrassed themselves a lot.
I think happens more often than you know.
Oh, 100%. Well, that inspired tonight's trivia question. People have embarrassed themselves a lot in getting pulled over, and people have gotten pulled over a lot for speeding.
Yes.
Is what I have learned.
Yes, speed too.
So that has really, really inspired tonight's trivia question. Speeding is the theme. People in this position are statistically more likely than any other profession to get speeding tickets.
Oh my God. This is actually good information to know. Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I'm also trying to think. When I sign up for like insurance, do they ask me what job I have? Do they judge? Like, are they judging?
Are your rates going up?
Yeah. They're like, oh, she's an attorney.
Mm.
they're known for speeding.
That's not the
answer. But if it was, that's going to go up.
Noted.
I don't know. Do they do that? I'm trying to think.
Know.
I haven't signed up for insurance. I have it. I've had the same one for years.
But you don't know if your job affects it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm curious. People in this position are statistically more likely than any other profession to get speeding tickets. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Also, holidays are going to be weird if like any of your family members are this job.
Oh, you're going to give him the side eye.
Like, I'm going to judge him.
Guess what I know about you.
You are a speed demon.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
What is happening?
What are you doing?
Do you see this?
Oh, my God.
I need to
pull it together.
What is happening over here? I don't know. But my headphones are like all wrapped around each other. And the music is too loud. It is a mess over here.
Yes.
But let's get to less quizzical. Which tonight's trivia question is about people who speed. Taylor?
I have not been pulled over for speeding in years.
Oh, she said years.
Well, yeah, it's happened. I'm human.
Well, tonight's trivia question. People in this position are statistically more likely than any other profession to get speeding tickets. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, Brian said a race car driver.
Well, we got a lot of like driving thingamajiggers around here.
Oh, God.
What are they called?
Like, you're talking about Hawkeye Downs. Yeah, Hawkeye Downs.
There's one in my hometown.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask me what it's called? Vinton Speedway, I think.
So you think maybe...
What are they called, race car drivers too?
I think so. There's different types of race car driving. But I could see how maybe you're like, yeah, I normally am going fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know how fast they go. It just feels second nature.
Yeah, I could see that. 4575 said teachers.
Hmm.
Why?
Well, there could be two reasons, because they're late in the morning, right? Like us all. But, you know, school has a hard start time, so I can see speeding for that. Or they are so over it at the end of the day, they're like, skirt, I'm going home.
Skirt. I like that. Why was it? The other thing I was thinking is that a lot of the time, teachers are also coaches.
That's true.
So you're running from, okay, I got to get to, I've got class, now I got to go to practice, now I got to go back to finishing up schoolwork, now to home with the kids. So I could see that.
And there's a lot of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, they're humans too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
9746 said nurses. I could see that.
Yeah.
Again, very urgent job.
Yes.
Got long, somewhere to be.
Long hours. So if I was you, I wouldn't wake up till the last minute.
Same.
So then you know what? I would have to go to work and it's speed... You know,
cutting it close.
I would have to be like racing there because I'd like wouldn't wake up till 5 minutes before I have to be there.
What do you think? Where do you think radio DJ falls on this?
Well, me, I follow the law.
Oh, God. Are you being serious? I can't tell.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Majority of the time, unless I'm like not paying attention and I'm paying Post Malone or something, then sometimes I go not above the law. The only thing I don't, I'll admit, is sometimes I do California stops. I got pulled over right over here.
What's
there's that? You don't know what a California stop is?
Please educate me.
You don't?
No, I've never heard of
girl,
that.
Girl, I'm a queen.
A roll through?
Yeah, you don't stop.
What's wrong with California? What did California do to be catching that stray?
Oh, well, there's a cop, and I think he knows I do this quite often around here. He's going to get me again. Don't do it, officer. If you're listening right now, I promise.
I will never, ever, ever again.
I am not crossing my finger right now. I will not do it again. But it's when you just roll right through the stop sign. Nobody's over here.
I just want to know why it's called pointless. California.
I don't know why it's called California.
Well, I'm
going
to Google it after this.
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Maybe in California they don't stop. Maybe they don't have stop signs. I've never been in California. Have you?
Yeah.
Do they have stop signs?
Fairly certain. Pretty sure they do.
I have no idea why it's called that. I just know I don't stop.
Okay.
Stop
saying that, dude. I mean, my God.
What? That I don't stop?
Right.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
Okay, move on.
Joking.
This is just turning into admitting crimes.
And now I see a police officer pulling in.
Wee woo, wee woo.
People in this position are statistically more than... Let me restart. People in this position are statistically more than... I can't.
More likely than... Oh my God.
Any other profession to get a speeding ticket? What is it?
The Lulu Hour. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. I hope we have the answer in less than 3 minutes. I'm getting worried about you.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm good. Okay. I said I was joking. I had my fingers crossed the whole time. You didn't see him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? Nothing. You're still looking at me weird. I said I was joking.
Okay.
You admitted to speeding.
It happens.
I've seen you drive.
You know, you shouldn't do it regularly.
Mm-hmm. And I don't regularly go through a stone.
Okay, enough. No more. I'm going to call the police.
You know what? They're going to just like give you the handcuffs. They're like, you could just arrest
take
her.
Take care of it, please.
Can you? Because we don't even want to deal with her, actually.
It's probably pretty accurate.
They're probably going to be like, actually, we don't even want her. You know what?
Yeah, you keep her. That's enough of a punishment.
It's probably what's going to happen,
probably.
Tonight's trivia question. People in this position are statistically more likely than any other profession to get a speeding ticket. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Shockingly enough, I can't talk tonight. It is not radio DJ.
No.
It is way smarter than us, doctors.
Okay. That makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Because they're like, I'm sure a certain amount of the time they're on call, even if they're not at work.
They're on call like a lot.
You get that emergency, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you're amped up. You got to get to work.
You get paged. You got to get there. You got to get there fast.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And I want to know, though, how many of those speeding times were paged versus not being paged? Like, you know, you're used to being paged and you got to speed.
Yeah.
You got to get to your destination. But then you're probably just used to being rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Then how much of that time are you just now used to being rushed and you're just speeding all the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
I want to know if they get let off or if...
Oh, they better, right?
Or if the cop is like, okay, let me take your info. Quit doing this. You know what I mean?
Oh. I don't know. Do they have to... they have a badge. Don't they? They've got the little beeper.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just go, hey, you hear this thing?
It's gotta
going
go.
Boop, boop, bop, bop. Do you want to do it? Do you want to do brain surgery?
Not at all.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.